Good morning. It's 18 minutes past the hour. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And in the studio with me this morning, I'm happy to have the representatives, many different representatives that are involved with the Banff Mountain Film Festival winter tour, which is taking place right now in Sitka for the, I believe it's the 10th year. And in the studio, we have Jeff Budd, who's part of the organizing part of this for Sitka, the Banff Film Festival Sitka, and also Christy Beach. She is actually on the road. She calls herself a road warrior. Good morning, you two.
Morning.
And also Nick Ponzetti from SAIL and representing ORCA, the outdoor recreation program there at Southeast Alaska for Independent Living, their nonprofit will be the benefit recipient of some dough that will be raised, actually, in this endeavor. So good morning, Nick. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay. I think we have everyone introduced now. So for those people who aren't familiar with the festival, what is the Banff Mountain Film Festival?
Well, it's a festival that's been happening in Banff, Alberta, Canada for 37 years. We have films that are submitted from all over the world. And this year we had 369 films from 34 different countries, and then it's pared down. Think of us in August and September sitting there watching all those films and narrowing it down to this year 70 finalists that were shown at the festival, and awards are given, money's given out. And then after that, a selection of the films goes on a world tour, and that's we're showing a selection of those tonight here in Sitka. Many of them award winners as well.
Oh, that's really neat. And so we're not seeing 70 films tonight. I know that.
No, right, maybe Jeff? A dozen. Is that about right, Christine?
Yeah, we're seeing 11 films tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. And because some are 4 minutes, some are 44 minutes, they all have varying ranges of time.
So yeah. What are some of the award winners that will be?
Ooh, we are going to be showing Industrial Revolutions, Trials Riding. Yeah, we're going to start out the show
with
that
one.
What is it? Trails Riding?
Trials Riding.
I don't even know what that is.
Where you got a guy doing all sorts of crazy tricks on a small BMX bike in an industrial area
That's really neat.
That sounds really interesting.
And then we actually have a film, the long film tonight, Crossing the Ice, won 3 awards, the grand prize award as well. And it's about these two crazy Aussies that are skiing across Antarctica unsupported.
Yeah, that was in the news intermittently throughout their sojourn.
And you don't think of Aussies as, you know, growing up and putting skis on their feet. You think of Norwegians. And there's a Norwegian bent in there, too. You'll see.
Okay, so did they film their own
stuff? Yes. Oh, yeah. They filmed their own stuff, and they figured out, you know, every time they had to stop and film, it took 15 to 20 minutes of their time. And when you add it up over an 89-day expedition, that literally it took 2 extra days to do that, which really taxes the expedition in itself because they were dealing with horrible conditions out there.
Yeah, as we will see
later
tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good sampling. What else do we have?
We have another award winner, Petzl Rock Trip China, a climbing film. And Petzl, every year they have a big rock climbing festival somewhere in the world where they bring in all their world-renowned climbing athletes, and they help put up all these new routes in an area to establish new climbing routes. And you'll recognize a few well-known faces in that film of those that are into rock climbing.
Okay. I was going to say, I won't recognize any of them, but I'm sure there are people here who do and will, and that's good. So, Nick, just to change in horses in stream here, so you must be kind of excited about this for your organization.
Yeah, we're extremely excited about it and really grateful that the Banff Mountain Film Festival is willing to donate some of the proceeds to our outdoor rec program. It's going to go a long way towards providing scholarships and things for some of the people that we work with. Our outdoor rec group does adaptive recreation for people with disabilities or seniors or people who might have barriers towards getting outside and doing some of these fun recreative things.
So you're going to put this towards scholarships for folks?
Exactly. So if people have a hard time affording our recreation fees for either trips or activities, then we're able to sort of take a look at what they can afford and then use money like this to supplement a little extra so that the trip becomes more financially accessible for everybody who would want to do it.
All right. Sounds like a good solution for giving the money to a nonprofit. How does that get decided, Jeff?
Oh, there's a half a dozen of us on this advisory board. It's called, the official title is the Banff Film Festival Sitka. And so I think a half a dozen groups submitted applications, and we beat it around and pondered upon it and thought about it and came back and selected SAIL because it was outdoor kinds of things, and they're an awesome agency. And so that's how we did it. But it wasn't done. It wasn't a snap decision.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure there were lots of people who applied, and that's always good. So did your group watch all the...
We didn't watch the entire length of them. I think the Banff folks send you like a four-minute snippet.
Ah.
And then so we all watched that, and then we all picked our favorites, and then it was surprising how many of us liked the same ones, or maybe it wasn't surprising. But that's how we did it. And then we argued for a couple, and some of us won and some of us lost. And
do you have a favorite that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking for the Industrial Revolution, the bike one, I thought was really cool. And the films have music to them as well. So you get this unbelievable bike rider in this interesting setting with this really neat music. And they're all like that. The music is part of what's going on as well, and it's pretty neat.
That's true. We get a lot of people asking, where'd that music come from? And because these are independent filmmakers, a lot of it's independent. It's not your top 40 music because they got to pay royalties then to have it in their films. So there's amazing music that comes out of this, and we have that posted on our website, banffmountainfestivals.ca, because people just... they have to have it.
Yeah, okay. That's good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite, Christy?
I would have to say Crossing the Ice, guys skiing across Antarctica. And I got to say, I'm a bit of a audience junkie where I sit, even though I've seen these films so many times, I like to sit in the audience and listen to the audience's response. Their oohs, their ahs, their groans. They're like, no,
yeah.
You know, and that one, that one always gets a lot of response from the audience.
Well, it sounds like you have a really good slate. So we've got rock climbing.
Kayaking, I believe.
Yeah,
right.
We got kayaking, skiing. We've got some mountaineering. We have a dog that loves to go mountain biking with his owner. Lily,
now that sounds very Sitka.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we thought that would be. We had a film a few years back where there was a Jack Russell Terrier that loved to go rock climbing. Well, now we've got a Jack Russell Terrier that loves to just launch jumps. So a lot of people will.
Yeah.
Really. Sounds, oh yeah, that's my dog. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a full house at the Performing Arts Center tonight for this festival, which starts at what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I think tickets are available at Old Harbor Books.
And they'll be at the door as well.
And at the door. And is there like a little intermission in there?
You bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have a 15-minute intermission.
All right. Great. So you can get up and stretch. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We've got Nick from Ponzetti from SAIL and Jeff Budd, a familiar voice here on Raven Radio, representing the Banff Film Festival Sitka Group. Also, No Limits, should mention that they are co-sponsoring this event, by the way. And so thanks to them. And Christy Beach with the Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour. Thank you very much for coming in, and appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.